ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Daisy Gray.
Yes.
And Mandy Kennedy.
Hey.
Bless you.
Hello.
God. What timing.
Welcome to the show.
Mandy is sneezing in your ear. That's the way you want to start.
Better than rambling.
Yeah, well. All right. We got the new Iron Fist trailer hit. And I think it was yesterday that it came out.
Two days ago, something like that. Okay.
Yeah, I liked this trailer. Why did Dalton just back up?
Because he probably hasn't seen the trailer, and he definitely hasn't seen anything that Iron Fist has been in.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
so I was going to let y'all talk.
Oh, my God.
You can't be mad at him. You got to be mad at me, too. I don't watch the trailer because I never watch Iron Fist.
But you didn't make a big show of well, guess I don't need to worry about this.
That's true.
That's exactly what I'm angry about. Not that he hasn't seen it, though I am angry about that with both of you.
Hey.
I wasn't crazy about it. Because it kind of seemed like it went right back to, broody, angry Danny. And that's what made the first season not good.
See, to me, what made the first season not good was most of the fight scenes were really bad.
I mean, they weren't great, but also, that was not a good representation of Danny Rand.
I mean, that's fair.
We have so far gotten, some of Defenders, he was pretty good. But the best was that throwaway episode in Luke Cage season 2. Was the best version of...
I wouldn't call it a throwaway episode. It was a sneak into the peek into the future.
It was a throwaway episode. It did not really have to... it didn't really tie into the overarching plot that much. It was just kind of a one and done because we have to fill an episode because we signed a 13-episode deal.
Because I thought... I don't know. It had implications in the show. It wasn't completely throwaway.
I just mean they didn't call back to I learned a lesson and now I can do this thing. But it was kind of like Monster of the Week-y. How every Power Rangers battle was turns out Billy has a gambling problem this one week. And now that he's learned his lesson, we're never going to talk about it again.
That was my favorite episode.
I mean, there was a lead up to it, with Cage having some anger issues and some problems doing stuff. And then Iron Fist helped him work it out. That was a thing in that show.
Kind of. It just didn't feel relevant. But that was the only good. That was the only good time that we've had a truly great Danny Rand. But I also think it was because he had Luke Cage there to play off of. Whereas this, it was all kind of just I have to do what's right, and he just seemed like a super bummer. I did think it was super interesting that they made in all of the buildup so far. We have not even gotten a hint of Rand Industries. And all of that mess from the first season.
I'm A-okay with him leaving that out.
Because the random turn of the girl who was on his side, and now all of a sudden she hates him.
Because she has daddy issues, I guess?
Yeah, because her dad who was evil, she thought her dad was dead. Dad's alive. Dad's evil. Oh no, my evil dad is now dead and I blame you.
Yeah, it's...
What? Mm?
It was a whole bunch of weird, I don't get it, but whatever. No Rand Industries in the... In the trailer that we saw, that doesn't mean it won't be there.
Yeah,
but we didn't see any.
We did get to see. We did get to see Davos.
Yeah.
/ Steel Serpent. So that's.
That was really cool.
I need him. I just embrace the camp. Give me the outfits. Go full but not Diamondback outfits.
That was bad.
That was terrible.
That was really bad.
Just because they try to make it grounded. Don't mess with grounded. He is from a mystical land where he punched a dragon in the heart and his hands caught on fire. After the dragon tattooed itself on his chest. Don't make it grounded. Just give me the wacky.
And I mean, there's not really anything crazy they can do with that costume anyway. I mean, okay, they could do a lot of crazy stuff with it. It's easy to embrace the camp and still have it be grounded.
It's easier to lean into it and just go with the super flowy gi and bandanas.
Right.
Than try to militarize it and modernize it. Now my bandana's bulletproof. Get out.
Yeah, no, that
it's Kevlar.
Yeah, just no.
Yeah,
no.
How was he in Defenders? Again, I have not watched any of it.
He was fine. He kind of went through a character growth of maybe just being Debbie Downer all the time isn't great.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought he was great in Defenders. Because he was the one that was very much yeah, guys, we need to do this. We need to team up.
He was super on board with it. He was the one who was super on board with the team up. But then when they resisted it, he got real.
Upset.
Yeah.
He got kind of mopey, mm-hmm. but in true Danny Rand fashion, he did not give up.
Right.
He kept pushing him. Come on, guys. We are awesome. We got a blind ninja. We got a super strong girl and a bulletproof man.
Everybody was just so anti the team, though.
I know.
And that was kind of fun, which was infuriating because it's like, hey, so we all have this common enemy. Think we should work together? No. Okay. Why not? I don't like to work. I like to work alone. Cool.
Bad things
happen. We're fighting
when
an
I
army
work as
a of ninjas.
Team. But yeah, no, like
that. Get just,
that entire interaction though was fun for me. But yeah, and
he just
I
just wanted it so hard.
He did.
Which yeah, that yeah, I guess that is very.
It's
Danny.
Very Danny.
That is very Danny.
So yeah, no, I the one thing that I did really like from this, it made it look like the fight scenes were a lot more thought out and a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
Especially yeah, with
Davos
Serpent. Yeah, Davos.
Steel Serpent.
Yeah, the Steel Serpent fight scenes looked like they were gonna be great. And I'm kinda pumped about that.
I like the one that looked super interesting that looked like it was a from like a flashback, but then they might revisit it later and do a similar thing, is they're both in kind of almost traditional Iron Fist garb, like they have the bandana and stuff, but they have like a rope or like some sort of fabric like wrapped around their wrist that connects them. So it's basically like a bull rope match.
Oh yeah.
I thought like that looks like I want to see that.
Yeah, I do too, because I think what that's supposed to be is the fight that determined who got to be the next Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Between the two of them.
Because we know Davos lost.
Yeah.
And he wanted it.
And that's why, yeah, now he's Steel Serpent and like all this other stuff. And like, I am a little bummed that we're getting in Marvel another mirror match, because in comic books in general, that just seems to be a lot of what we're getting.
Yeah.
Are mirror matches. And yeah, it makes for less entertaining TV. It's not as bad as like Flash, where the first three seasons were speedsters.
Speedsters.
Yeah. It's not
ideal. We didn't get to see, I think we saw her, but they didn't go into her character, but we're also supposed to get Typhoid Mary.
Ooh.
And that could be super interesting.
Yeah, it could.
That would explain why they just did a Marvel Legend of her recently.
Yeah. I just hope it's not one of those like the first four because it's only going to be 8 episodes, right? Like
eight or nine. It's less than the normal 13.
So hopefully they don't do the thing where they split the season in two, where it's like they can kind of talk about Davos in the first one, but then he's got to figure out this Typhoid Mary thing, and then the rest of the season goes to Steel Serpent.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why, but in those Marvel shows, I don't like when they do that.
Don't like when they give us two arcs in one go.
I'm fine with two arcs, but when they feel so divided. Because, like, when your seasons are already, like, shorter than a regular season, I feel like you could work them in together. But I also, that's just a thing that I like in comic book things, is whenever you have these rivals that could be, that end up working together to the common goal, and then they can sort it out from there. Like, and Luke Cage, as much as I didn't enjoy it, they did that interestingly, where Bushmaster hated Black Mariah, and vice versa.
Mm.
But they didn't necessarily ever team up. But their stories were very interwoven.
Yeah.
I kind of dug that.
Yeah. I mean, we know my feelings on season 2 of Luke Cage.
Yeah.
I dug pretty much everything about that season. That was quality television, in my opinion. but, yeah, no, we'll find out more about Iron Fist. It comes out September 7th. And,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Marvel killing it on releases.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right, so I'll have Spider-Man. I'll put my laptop next to me. I'll have that running in the background.
You know that's a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea.
I'm going to have to break up that time a little bit too. Like, I figure I will probably watch several episodes of Iron Fist while I'm transferring all my data from my old PS4 to my new one.
Mine's just ready to go.
Well, yeah.
I ran updates last night in preparation.
Well, I've got the new system, that sexy Spider-Man PS4 Pro. And I've got to change the hard drives out because I want to keep my 2 TB drive.
Right.
And then... Yeah, I got to update everything. And
because that does take a while.
Yeah, especially like the way Sony does their hard drive or stuff where like...
It's dumb.
Ideally, I should just be able to take the hard drive out of my previous PS4, throw it in there, I've got all my data. But because of the way Sony works, like, we don't recognize this drive. Time to format.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to buy it. And if I am able to pre-order the Kingdom Hearts one, I think this Black Friday I'm just going to buy another 2 TB hard drive and just be like... Here, GameStop, trade this in. It has 2 TB instead of one, and I'll just switch it out because that's going to be way less of a headache for me than...
If they even accept 2 TB, like, even if they even have, like, an option for a 2 TB intro.
So, like, mod, like, if they accept modded systems?
Also, forget that idea. Just sell it on Facebook.
That's true. I could do that.
It's so much easier.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you get so much more money.
Yeah.
GameStop is awful.
I'm aware.
Because that's what I do with my Batman PS4.
You did sell it, though?
Yeah. It's sold.
Like that day?
Yeah.
Granted, like an hour later, I think is what he said.
Yeah, because I always put it on, like, to my friends first, mm-hmm. and then I'll throw it on, like, the rest of the sell it stuff. But, yeah, I didn't even make it to the sell it stuff. Like, my older brother ended up wanting to buy it. So,
dope.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty.
It's
it
real
was
pretty.
It is really pretty.
And I'm really glad that it's going to my brother, so I get to see it occasionally.
Just stop by.
You're co-parenting with the system.
No.
Jesus.
I got a new son.
Yeah.
It's so much worse.
I'll just get to visit the old one occasionally.
When you feel like it.
Christmas.
I was just going to say on the holiday, maybe.
Exactly. All right. So continuing with some Marvel stuff here. We got Marvel Rising Initiation. It's setting up that the Marvel Rising animated movie. They gave us a 6-episode web series about introducing a lot of the characters that are going to be in the show. And did any of you guys watch any of it?
No.
Dang it.
This is a thing that I'm just, like, not super excited for.
I mean, it's Marvel. It's animated. It's cool. Like, I'm going to watch it. And it was on YouTube, and they're only, like, 5 minutes apiece.
Oh.
So, yeah, just knocked out all 6 of them real quick, because mm-hmm. that's not a lot of time.
Dalton, it's on YouTube. You should have seen it.
Yeah,
I know. I don't know how I didn't run into it.
I'm really surprised that you didn't watch it. Either way, it was pretty solid, like, because the show's going to have Patriot, Quake, Spider-Gwen, or Ghost Spider is what they're calling it in this, Miss Marvel, Squirrel Girl, and... I thought there was a 6th, but I can't think of a 6th. Either way, you at least have that cast, and I know that Captain Marvel is going to be involved in some way in the movie, though she didn't make any appearances in this little cartoon. Honestly, like I was kind of like, I was in the camp of, yeah, I'll watch it, like when I first heard about this. But having watched the YouTube stuff, it actually is pretty interesting, and I'm a little hyped for it. Not a lot of hyped, but a little hyped. It was fun. It was an enjoyable cartoon. So definitely give those a check on the YouTubes. Like I said, it's 5 minutes apiece, and there's only 6 episodes, and it just kind of sets up what they're doing with the Marvel Rising movie. And that team is really cool. We didn't unplug the. It's going back to tractor levels.
Yep.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I noticed it Thursday. I was like, this sounds louder than normal.
Yep. It's probably not like audible on the show, but mm-hmm. if you guys did hear that pop on, nothing's wrong with your car. It's just the vending machine is starting to break again, and we need to get somebody in here to look
unless
at it.
Unless it was happening right before that happened, then something is wrong with your car, and take it to a trusted mechanic. I don't want them breaking down.
Yeah, whatever. all right, and with a little bit more Marvel news, Runaways Season 2, that's that Hulu exclusive Marvel mm-hmm. TV show, will premiere on December 21st, but instead of doing a weekly release like they did last time, they're just going to go Netflix with it and give mm-hmm. you 13 episodes immediately.
All right.
Sweet.
So
I never saw the first season, but I'd heard good things about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's in, like, it as far as Marvel TV shows go, mm-hmm. like, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why say that? I don't really dislike any of the Marvel TV shows. Yeah, no, solid. It's worth watching for sure.
Mm. Has anybody started Cloak and Dagger?
Yes, I've watched all of it.
Is it good?
Yes.
It's on my DirecTV now, and I'm just like, it looks interesting, and I do like Cloak and Dagger.
It's actually way better than it has any right to be.
That's right, you told me that. My bad. Yeah.
Like, despite, you know, I didn't watch it on Freeform. I just watched it on Hulu because I noticed it was on Hulu. And I was like, oh, sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was like, I'll give this a shot. And, yeah, no, it was actually really good. Like, it's up there with, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for my favorite Marvel TV shows.
That's not Netflix?
Do what?
That's not Netflix?
Not Netflix.
Yeah. No, I was about to say, I was like, sir.
That is not a fair competition, so I don't include it. But, yeah, well, honestly, like, I would put it on, at least on par. It is better than the worst Netflix shows. But okay. I wouldn't say it's as good as, like, Daredevil Season 1.
The best,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easily on par with the worst
But there's
Netflix
very
shows.
Little that's as good as Daredevil Season 1. Just
that's accurate.
In TV shows in general.
Yep. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, and Runaways, like, it's... Runaways is good stuff, too. Like, it's absolutely worth watching, especially if you've got a Hulu subscription. And you've got some time to kill. Give it a shot. See if you like it. Throw an episode or two out.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I love the internet. All right, and now some Star Wars stuff. Did you guys watch the Star Wars Resistance first look video?
I did.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Ooh. I'm 3 for 3 over here. Did you like it?
No.
Okay, good. Well, 4 for 4.
Mostly, like, I'm sure the story is going to be fun and everything, but, like, the lead character annoyed me, like, in the few seconds we saw of him. Mm-hmm. And that animation style,
oh,
I hate it.
Oh, my God, yes.
It reminded me of Reboot.
So hard.
Yeah, it's
like that terrible MTV, like, we're edgy, and it's the middle of the 90s.
Because it does this weird, like, I even hate anime that do the 3D stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with the exception of, like, really big shots with robots or something like that. Like, fine, you can do the CG there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I hate anime that's just, like, the 3D animation that's still the anime style.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it's terrible looking.
Yeah, awful. And the voice, I'm trying to think of, like, the voice and the mouth movements did not sync up at all. Mm-hmm. And I get that that's a weird, like, that's not a thing that any cartoon really gets great. But this was, like, old school Godzilla movies that have been dubbed in English at certain points.
I didn't think it was that bad, but
there was one part, like, real early in the trailer that, like, it just caught me. And then that's all I could focus on for the rest of it was. And it that was the absolute worst. But it was never good, and it just looked, it bugged me. Also, the entire time I'm watching this, I'm like, wow, this looks terrible. But then I was like, nope, this is going on this isn't like the Disney XD. This isn't going on Hulu. This is Disney. This is for children.
Yeah.
This is very much not aimed at us. We are not the target demographic.
Except that it airs at 10 p.m.
Well, I take back everything I just said.
Oh, kids don't go to bed anymore.
F me, right? Like,
yeah, it airs at 10 p.m. on Sunday.
Disney, I tried.
10 p.m. on Sunday.
That's a school night.
It'll be 9 o'clock our time.
That's still unacceptable.
It's 10 Eastern.
That's
I mean, if you're in California, then a little baby
can't stay up past 9. He's a little sleepy. Oh. I don't know why I'm making fun of the hypothetical children.
You were looking at me, and I was just like, I'm a grown man-ish.
That's how he channels his anger.
The anger?
Yeah, just all of it at me.
You're my muse. You're my hate muse.
Even if it's not directed at you, he can look at you and feel it. Yeah. He can add some legitimacy.
The symbiote grows stronger inside.
It very much, though, even with the time placement, I still believe that it's not targeted towards us.
And some of it, like, legit, like, there was a thing, I don't remember what it was at all, but there was a line that got out that was said, and I was just like, oh, that's kind of funny. Like, it wasn't outright offensively bad.
No.
But it was just like, yeah, this is not a thing I'm going to watch.
It's going to take some getting, like, I'll watch it. It's going to take some getting used to for, what, the animation style. What?
She was really quick to go, nope.
The colors are pretty, and there's a blue and orange, like, spaceship, so that's dope, but I can't look at those people and enjoy that.
It's just a Star Wars thing. Like, Star Wars is to me, like, almost anyway, like Wonder Woman is to Mandy. Like, I'm just going to, if it's Star Wars, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to enjoy it. The only thing that is exempt from that rule is Star Wars Episode 1. And even that, like, I found moments to enjoy. It's bad.
Just hold
on to it, buddy. Honestly, like, coming off of the heels of, like, the Clone Wars and that cartoon, this just seems like a giant step backwards.
And apparently Rebels is really good, too, which I can't find anywhere to stream it. So
I haven't heard as many people talk about Rebels as they have. But, like, Clone Wars has a legit, like, huge following.
Yeah. And it is really good. It's absolutely worthy of its following. But then, yeah, this cartoon looks like it might be the same thing where it's not targeted towards, adults.
Mm-hmm.
But I might still enjoy it if I can manage to get past that animation style. Because, like, that's killed. Like, people talk about certain animes, like is that Netflix exclusive Knights of Cydonia, I think.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it.
No, it, like, really hard to get through watching that.
Yeah, I cannot handle that animation style. Like, it's not...
It was ugly.
The story could be great, but A, I'm not huge into, like, mech anime, and B, that animation.
But at the same time, one, mech anime is the best anime. I've seen, like, 12 episodes of Gundam Wing, and I'm pretty sure that is just, like, the mountaintop of anime. Don't at me, because I will be wrong.
I was like, I will!
Maybe it's the kind of thing where it's like everything that I saw for not the newest version of Ninja Turtles, but the one that just finished on Nickelodeon like 2 years ago. I was like, I hate that animation style. That looks so bad. And then like three episodes in, and I'm like, oh, so this is the best version of Ninja Turtles. Like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a possibility that that's what I'll think about.
So maybe once
I'm
we actually
this.
See and all those clips are in context and mm-hmm. like maybe that main character goes through like a significant amount of growth over
yeah,
probably seasons, but
because the character's name is Kaz and he's a pilot recruited by the Resistance to kind of keep track of the New Order. And yeah,
I will say I did kind of like the Poe thing. What was that screaming and throwing? Don't worry about it.
And then it's going to premiere on October 7th, like I said, 10 p.m. Eastern on Disney Channel. So, yeah, we'll...
Maybe it'll be good, but yeah.
Maybe. I'm not pumped about it, but I'm going to watch it because mm-hmm. it's Star Wars, and I have to. It's some sort of weird, like, imperative with my brain. But anyway, Disney is also giving us a live-action Lady and the Tramp. Which I didn't know about until I got the news that they cast Valkyrie from Thor Ragnarok, Tessa Thompson, the actress's name, as Lady. Which is an interesting casting,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Did you see the first thing from Mulan?
No.
Like they released the first official like her as Mulan.
Yeah, I saw that.
I did not.
It looked good. I mean, yeah. It's a very basic, just like she's in costume, mm-hmm. but you can only see like she's like side profile. She's pointing a sword, but you pretty much only see from like just under her arm up. So it's not like a huge reveal, but it looks good.
Because of the Disney remakes, this is easily the one I'm most excited for.
Mulan.
Yeah.
Even though didn't they say it's not going to be a musical?
I think they've gone back and forth on that. But either way, I don't care.
You like, just want Mulan.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast is cool.
Yes, it is.
Jungle Book is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mulan's one of my favorite Disney movies of all time.
Mulan is a bomb.
Good. They're doing Lion King, Jesse.
And that will be in the future. Mulan first.
I can already tell you I'm going to like
Aladdin.
I can tell you by
I might take that back. I think I remember the people.
I can tell you by a landslide, Lion King's the best one already.
I mean, it's going to be.
By a landslide.
But right now, it will be Mulan.
Did you know that Eric Andre is going to be in it?
I did.
Why?
I sure did. You know, that actually brings me to my next point. Eric Andre is in Disenchantment.
He is?
Yeah, doesn't he play like the demon?
Yeah, he voices the little demon.
That makes me happy.
Oh, I was very wrong about the pose that she was in. So yeah, you don't have to.
She's just choking somebody.
Well, that's cool.
That's cool.
I wasn't very wrong, but
there's a sword and she's holding it.
And yeah. By the way, right. Asa, they would have needed to see the visual of you doing that for you to have to correct yourself.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
no, she was holding a sword. You were good.
I mean, unless they like. I don't know. It's fine. We're moving on. Like to be wrong. I like to be corrected when I'm wrong.
It's okay. This was me Thursday. Jesse ruined my life at the end of the episode.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Spoilers. I haven't gotten there yet.
All right. So anyway, Disenchantment. Yeah, it released on Friday on Netflix. And I almost accidentally watched all of it while doing the write-up for the show last night. I've got like 3 episodes left, I think. But yeah, if you guys missed that show where we talked about it, it's Matt Groening's new show, the mm-hmm. creator of The Simpsons and Futurama, and it's on Netflix. It's a Netflix exclusive, and it's got the same kind of art style. You got a lot of the same voice actors in it that have been in previous projects of his, a whole lot of John DiMaggio, a lot of Maurice LaMarche.
Yes.
Not the main, like, they don't really play any of the super main characters, though, mm-hmm. except for John DiMaggio does play... the princess's dad, and he might be like at the beginning I kind of disliked him, but like as the show went on he might be my favorite character because it's the king mm-hmm. and he's just this big loud angry lazy dumb guy and it's awesome.
Voiced by John DiMaggio. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, it was pretty enjoyable. Like the show's like I don't think I'd put it anywhere near Futurama for season one
mm-hmm.
but like I'll have to see season or two to see if they really kind of hit their stride, but it's still definitely worth watching. It's enjoyable. Eric Andre voices the little demon guy. I'm trying to remember the dude's name that voices Elfo, the elf. The elves are pretty hilarious just in general.
Mm-hmm.
there's only one in the mainland, Elfo. they haven't been seen in the mainland in hundreds of years.
That sounds like Shannon walking into D&D. Hey, gnomes! like he's very much not okay with being called Elfo.
That's his name.
Elfo's his name.
He introduces himself as Elfo.
Okay. As long as it wasn't, you know, just, oh yeah, this is Elfo over here.
Nat Faxon.
Matt Faxon, yeah.
Nat Faxon. Nat,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he's
that. Is that a name
like,
of a character?
No, that's the name that's of the actor. Name.
Like
yeah.
He's this. Like,
did they pull him from this fantasy realm?
They changed his name to Elfo. They could have used Nat Faxon. He could have played himself.
He could.
That's
have.
A better elf name.
And he's just this like really nerdy looking dude with some messed up teeth. Like it works pretty perfectly for Elfo. But yeah, words I was using. Yeah, that's kind of like the he's the first elf to leave the elf kingdom since Leavo. I should have figured that would break Dalton. But yeah, though it's a fun bit. Like the show's fun. It's one thing that I don't hate Eric Andre in. So that's cool.
So we're bringing it closer to the light.
I was gonna say.
I'm never gonna like the Eric Andre show.
That's fine,
like,
bits and pieces.
Give up on that.
Bits and pieces.
But anyway.
Evo, Jesus Christ.
And nobody returns. Not even Returno.
Wait. All right, I'm watching it. I'm putting this on Netflix right now. Just saving it so it shows up for next time.
It's really fun. And like I said, the lead character is Princess Bean, and it's just kind of her misadventures starting with like her dad trying to marry her off for... you know, alliance purposes and stuff like that, and she's a strong, independent woman that don't need no man.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, it's pretty fun. It's enjoyable. All right, let's see. We'll go back up to. Oh yeah, now that we've gotten a break from Disney, we'll go back to Disney for a second because from the good stuff we talked about, now that's just kind of solidified their termination of James Gunn. Dave Bautista is the most vocal about his unhappiness.
What?
Did you guys see the tweet?
I've seen all of them.
I've seen a lot of them.
Because the most recent one, like after that confirmation, was the "Thanks Disney, way to make America great again," and then put an American flag up there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So do you follow?
Gonna get himself fired.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
He don't care.
Okay, so he's like this, but also with WWE. Like he's just like every time Stephanie McMahon like emasculates someone, he's just like. Why no one's going to be able to get a comeback on this? This is dumb. He wants to go back real bad. Like, he actually does. Like, he's made it known. He wants to make a return. But he's just a very honest and open person, potentially to a fault. But, you know, that's just how he is. So it's kind of neat to see him do this directed at Disney, which... Because in wrestling, there's that trashy element no matter... You can't get away from it.
Yeah.
But to see him, like, do this and now it's Disney... Is it's neat.
He's pure of heart. He's too good for the world. Yeah, because it's one of those just like Dave Bautista literally doesn't care anymore. He's gotten his WWE money, he's gotten his Disney money, and he's gotten his James Bond money. He's literally just flipping people off. Like he's trying to get that Harrison Ford dump truck, and it's not quite there, but it's getting there.
Yeah, except because he actually wants it, unlike Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford's already maxed out on dump trucks. he's having to build new parking lots. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. That means Guardians 3 is probably not going to be as good.
Well, and Bautista said that if they don't use James Gunn's screenplay, he would leave. Like, he would leave the project. So...
Which would be really silly of them not to... Like, I understand not using him as a director. Like, I understand. I know their reasoning why, and if I accept that reasoning as okay... Then that's fine, but that reasoning does not extend to not using a screenplay.
Yeah.
So I'm on Batista's like trying to find that tweet just to look at it, and he is complaining about somebody named Karen at the hotel he's at for being mean to him. Like it's like five tweets in a row. I love Batista so much.
I want to meet him.
I do too.
And be his friend.
I'm just gonna be like, you were the best. You're just the absolute greatest.
He also just I was trying to find it, but all so much news has happened between then and now. He did like a really sweet thing for just a fan, just randomly that got brought up on Twitter fairly recently. But
yeah, that's cool.
He just seems like a super cool dude.
Yep.
Especially now. Mostly now. He's got a past.
Well, who doesn't?
That's fair. Oh no, Disney might find out about that. That's not wholesome family entertainment.
Not even a little bit.
All right, and then the last bit of movie and TV news we got here. HBO has officially announced a full series order for the Watchmen TV show. They want to release it sometime in 2019.
Okay.
Why?
What? Yeah. I didn't like before Watchmen.
I mean, that's fine.
Is that what this is?
No. Okay. But it's anytime somebody takes those characters that's not Miller? Frank Miller or Mark Millar. I get them. They're interchangeable in my head sometime.
Neither.
Moore. Alan Moore, Jesus. Anytime somebody's taking these characters that's not Alan Moore, oh God, Frank Miller, not important. Anytime somebody's taking those characters that's not Alan Moore, I don't like them. Because, like, it was a nice contained story, and anytime they try to, like, expand it, it gets super muddy.
And like,
I mean, though, the Doomsday Clock has been pretty cool.
That's fair.
I haven't seen it. I haven't started it. That's another one that I'm just going to read
as you trade
once it all comes out in 2 years.
Right.
We had the movie.
Yep.
And the movie was pretty much a shot-for-shot adaptation of the book.
Right. They just fixed the ending.
And it was fine.
Yeah.
Why? Like, what are they? Are they telling the original story? Are they branching out? Like,
I couldn't find any information about that, so I don't know if it's like a continuation or if it's going to be a redo of the movie.
Because the movie was 3 hours long and pretty much hit everything.
Yeah, it hit everything important. Like, I feel like
we didn't get the guy on the island.
And plus, like,
granted, it's been a while since I've seen the movie.
They couldn't do, like, the movie could easily have been done in one season. Mm-hmm. And they might make season one the movie and then do, like, you know, Beyond after that. Because it's a full series order. And I guess, granted, a full series could be one season. But I don't think that's how they're going to run it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I feel like at this point, you don't start a TV series hoping just to knock out your one season. All right, we told our story. We're done.
Right.
I don't think you'd go to HBO for that. HBO wants to...
They want to get several seasons out of it.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, with a lot of HBO's, like, TV shows, like, I'm fine with seeing where they go on this one. Because normally I'm kind of with Dalton. Like, those characters aren't used very well in a lot of other contexts. But I liked the movie a lot. I loved the comic book.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, I'm interested to see where they go with this because... HBO's got some credit built up with me after Game of Thrones and Silicon Valley. And,
I still need to get caught up on Silicon Valley.
It's good stuff. And that's really all I watch on HBO. Game of Thrones is so good.
But that's enough credit. That has been... That's enough goodwill generated.
Yeah. Game of Thrones has generated enough goodwill that I'm going to give this a shot.
You didn't watch True Blood. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, there went a little bit of that credit. But Game of Thrones is so good.
Game of Thrones made up for it. Like, and the first couple of seasons of True Blood were fine. But anyway, I'm excited to see what they do with this. I couldn't find any information. Doesn't mean it's not out there. I didn't look very hard.
Yeah.
I was very distracted by Disenchantment. but yeah, either way, it's coming next year at some point. All right, this next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Check out that shop for all your comic book needs. And while you're there, grab a cup of coffee. Delicious.
The best coffee.
Delicious coffee. All right, Old Man Logan's story is going to end with Dead Man Logan. It's not going to, as we previously thought, it's not going to just end with issue, I think, 50.
No, because that would be easy.
Yeah, they're going to do a 12-issue series called Dead Man Logan, where they're going to conclude Old Man Logan's arc.
I just don't see how you could ever possibly kill Wolverine. Wolverine is unkillable. Like, you'd have to make that a huge deal if you were going to kill Wolverine. This.
What if you...
Why? I don't want to know who dies.
Spoiler alert in, what is it called? Dead Man Logan?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I mean,
also,
now he just kills a guy named Logan, feels bad about it, and screws off into the woods for the rest of his life.
I can see that.
Just builds a cabin out of trees. He sees that this new guy's claws heat up. He just feels inadequate. So he just quits.
He looks at his own claws like, they don't even come out
all
the way no
cold.
More.
There's a really great erectile dysfunction joke in here.
That's the joke I was making.
Thank you.
Why? But now that you've brought
now that you've explained it, it's much funnier. Thank you,
Dalton. So much funnier.
I want the commercial. Like, I want the full joke now.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
There's a reason.
Now that Dalton's made my joke less funny,
Dead Man Logan's happening.
Dead Man Logan is happening.
It's so dumb. It's 12 issues.
I mean, Old Man Logan has been apparently good. Like, I haven't read it, but it's been very well received. And I feel like he, since he did really take up the main, because I get that X-23 took the Wolverine moniker.
Yeah.
But I feel like for a lot of people, Old Man Logan was the true replacement to when Wolverine died the first time.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that they're, if they're now just kind of reverting back to status quo and now we have regular Logan back, it makes sense that they would give him a proper send-off.
Right. And I'm really, because whenever we'd gotten this news before, or at least we got the news that Old Man Logan is ending with issue 50. Mm-hmm. Like, we got that news a few weeks ago. And it was obviously we had the same kind of, like, our thought process there, that it makes sense that, yeah, Wolverine's coming back. Old Man Logan, there's no real reason to have him around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because while he is distinctly different from regular Wolverine, in that he's old, crotchety, and he's seen some stuff,
mm-hmm.
It's still, you know, he was Logan's replacement. So, yeah, I'm really happy that they're not just ending it with an arc in Old Man Logan and giving him an actual send-off with Dead Man Logan.
And I would say, like, and we don't necessarily know that he's dying, but they're calling it Dead Man Logan. And what was the name of the arc when they killed Wolverine?
Death of Wolverine.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, surprising.
So
and that was only 4 issues.
It's true.
Well, yeah, but Old Man Logan is older.
So it takes him a little bit longer.
Yeah, it takes him, like, he's got more experience. He's got that fighting spirit. Also, everyone knows that in a fight, it's the oldest male is the one who wins.
But he's old.
Like, because they're stronger.
But he's old. Jesus.
But yeah, we don't have much of their information about it. Like, we don't even have, I assume it's going to start shortly after issue 50, mm-hmm. but I couldn't find a release date on it. So, yeah, keep you guys updated when we find out more about that.
Do you know what issue they're on now?
No.
Okay. Because I... No, 34. Never mind. The press release would have said that the end of, like, the final arc would have been a 12-issue.
Yeah.
You know, starting at whatever.
I'm assuming they're on, like, the high 40s, like 47 or 48.
Maybe.
Because I know it's a once monthly, mm-hmm. and the new Wolverine book hits in October, I think.
Okay.
Is when, like, the actual Wolverine book starts. So that would make sense. But either way. Sean Gordon Murphy has sort of confirmed Batman White Knight 2. He posted a tweet of a picture, looks like Jack Napier, and he said, "I don't care if this is the worst kept secret in comic books. I'm going to share status updates with you guys about my new secret project." And yeah, it very much looked like Jack Napier, so we're all pretty mm-hmm. certain that he's like, White Knight 2 is coming. He just didn't say White Knight 2 is coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's also pretty smart of him not to give it a hard date.
Yeah, because there are not going to be any pushbacks. Because
for any of our newer followers who haven't heard us before, he set his golden rules that cannot be broken for his Murphyverse. That includes no delays.
Ever.
Ever. And then literally...
The next show.
The original definition of literally. Like the one that means no... actual what we're saying, literally less than a week later, the next issue of White Knight has been postponed, has been delayed.
Delicious. And it was just because of a clerical error. Like, they gave him more time because they thought he'd need it, and apparently he never voiced that he didn't need that extra time, so the schedule was still delayed.
Well, and I'm glad that whenever he gave his hard rules for the Murphyverse to follow, it said no delays ever, unless there's a minor clerical error. Like, so he gave himself some wiggle room there.
Yeah, but he didn't.
Oh,
yeah.
Well then.
Yeah, that's the bit. Yeah. And then basically what I'm saying is, like, it's not just up to the writer whether or not there are delays.
Oh, no, I'm aware.
And
but that's why it's like and he's very aware, which is maybe why don't make that a rule.
Yeah, no, I'm not arguing with you, sweetie.
No, it's happening. Why not room? I'm on tilt.
I'm just trying to say, that's why you don't make that a rule. Because Mandy almost fell.
Or under my chair right now.
I was stretching out and you were wide-legged, so I put my
throat. Huh. Anyway, but Old Man Logan's on 44, by the way.
44?
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's definitely not going to be a...
Yeah, that one came out like 2 weeks ago.
But also, like I said, I figured they would have made that announcement. Like, the final arc of... Old Man Logan will be a 12 issue wrap up, and that's the name of the arc. But
yeah, no, it looks like it's actually a book, Dead Man Logan.
So it's going to be like a mini series, like Dead Man Logan. So there will be Dead Man Logan number 1 through 12.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly. So it'll be a year long thing, unless they do it with like once a week, but I don't think they'll do that.
Or even like twice. They could do it twice monthly.
They could do it twice monthly.
I almost said because they may not want to oversaturate the market with Wolverine books, but
here we are.
Yeah, the last 2 months.
That'd have been the dumbest thing I'd say on the show.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait a minute. Nope. What number are we on? 45?
It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. It's fine.
Comic book news.
The Black Order is getting a 5-issue miniseries starting on November 7th. The Black Order, if you guys haven't seen Infinity War, you get your first on-screen glimpse of them. They're Thanos' generals.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just cool characters. It's cool that they're getting a little four-issue series.
I wonder if it's going to... Well, no, it's on the Black Order.
Or 5-issue.
It would be kind of neat if they did, like, if they focused on one member.
That would be neat.
Like,
but yeah,
it's just
straight up
one
called
shots, but
the Black Order.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be reuniting the original Black Order, the ones you see in the movie.
I didn't think those were the original ones. Oh, they were, but one of them had a different name.
Yep.
Okay, that's right.
What am I hearing?
I think Mandy's playing with her book.
No, I think it's something back there. Like, I'm hearing, like...
Oh, just a little bit of volume on something? Oh,
yeah.
It's fine.
Super quiet on something. Anyway.
I'm offended.
I didn't know what he... Because I don't
those
hear
are really,
any,
those are really fancy pages.
Because
they
don't
might
hear
make
anything.
Noise.
No, I'm being silent.
Also, they might make noise. I don't know. They're upside down.
They're
it's
not.
Weird.
Oh, God. Before
this is the last
Mandy
time
kills
you'll
Asa.
You'll hear Asa's voice on the show.
Nope, here it is.
Marvel Knights imprint... is returning with a 6-issue miniseries scheduled for November release.
Power move.
Yeah.
We need video.
Oh, we missed a huge story for movies.
What's that?
Tonight's the last Sharknado.
No. They're fun.
It's the end of an era.
See, you want him dead now. It makes sense. The stars align.
I'm salt in the earth.
I just don't care about Sharknado.
No, I actually think this one is like time travel based.
Oh, oh so it's Ace's favorite.
Because the tagline is it's the final Sharknado. It's about time.
See, and that's why Sharknado always deserves a spot, because they'll do that for us.
No.
I like them. They're funny.
Yeah, and that's is pretty much the ringing endorsement of why no one should watch them.
I like the taglines.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I do not care about these movies even a little bit.
Truth.
But anyway, Marvel Knights imprint is returning, which that's a cool imprint. It's a lot of the street level stuff. Like it started out with some obscure characters. Like that was Kevin Smith got his Daredevil run with Marvel Knights a long time ago. It's just a cool imprint. Like it was one of their last ditch efforts when Marvel was going bankrupt before they started like auctioning off like movie rights. And yeah, it kind of helped swing them back up. So yeah, no, I'm excited about this. Could be neat. And then Fox has pulled Buffy the Vampire Slayer from Dark Horse. So Dark Horse Ooh. Comics will no longer be doing Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I don't know if they're going to find a new publisher or if they're just going to stop with the comic book altogether because they've got the new series coming out.
And that was my fault or thought. That was my thought that.
Yeah, we don't really have any information other than Dark Horse is no longer doing Buffy. Which is, for some people, I'm sure a little bit of a bummer. I haven't read any of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer comics. So
Buffy's one of those things that kind of just missed me.
I love the TV show. TV show is wonderful.
It's the same thing as X-Files. I've tried to go back and watch it. But it's just, but not having seen it originally and not being able to have that kind of like nostalgia filter, it's too 90s.
It is so 90s.
And I can't get into it.
I say I'm fine with the.
Which bums me out because like I've heard nothing but amazing things about it and I want to see it, but.
I just love 90s stuff.
Knowing how.
Like I'm fine with it.
Whenever I watch a thing that's clearly beloved by a lot of people and I just like, I feel bad that I don't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, I'm just not going to do that to myself.
Fair enough. All right, this last portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their podcasts and their social media links at ps2jshow.com. I highly recommend checking out, at the very least, their History of Gaming episodes. They do a new one on the last Wednesday of each month. All right, Fallout 76 will not be on Steam. So it looks like they're releasing their own launcher client.
Bethesda.net.
Yep. So Bethesda will be doing that because they wanted to have more control over the online process for
And that's what Tom Howard says of, like, you know, if there's an issue, we want to know that it's 100% on us. We don't have to deal with these third parties. Like, we don't have to go through Steam on a lot of stuff. What he didn't say is what I think, like, why I like Epic, because they flat out said whenever they put Fortnite on mobile for Android, it's not going to be on the Play Store because they don't want to pay the, like, 30% of all of the profits to Google.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's also a huge factor because Bethesda has online games on, like, Steam.
Like, all of them.
As it is.
I mean, Elder Scrolls Online is their only online game.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
Is it on Steam?
I think so.
Oh, I was just saying games that you can buy off Steam. My bad. Yeah.
Oh, you know, they...
No, yeah. Like, yeah. No, Steam is, like, Steam, like, and a lot of people are very upset at this. Like, a lot of people just want to keep Steam as their main launcher.
Yeah, and I mean, I get that. A lot of people are really upset about, like, Blizzard having their own launcher. And, yeah, at this point, like, there are so many launchers. EA Origin is just the worst.
And so is, like, the Ubisoft one is also
the Ubisoft one is not great, yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's one of those things, like, Blizzard did it right, but Blizzard also has an entire community of games at this point, and it makes sense for them to have their own launcher. And a lot of MMOs have been doing their own launchers for a long time. And even when they go through Steam, Steam just loads up their launcher, which that's what Bethesda could have done with this game, where when you play Fallout 76 in Steam, you load up your launcher. But whatever.
But then they'd still be paying Steam, right?
Yeah.
That's what
that's what they want to avoid. Like, basically, they will get every bit of the $60 for that digital purchase, as opposed to when they buy it on Steam, they pay, like, it's not, like, 30%. Like, it's much lower than that.
Plus all of those cosmetic purchases, like the microtransactions for cosmetics.
Because all of that would go through Steam, so they would get, like, it's like having a credit card service, like running Square or something like that, like a percentage of every sale that's done through Steam's marketplace goes to Steam. So, yeah, they're doing their own launcher so that they can get 100% of the profits.
That's fair. I mean, it's...
It's fair. It's
it makes
sense. It's
unfortunate
for the consumer, but it's a sound business decision.
Yeah.
Because Steam is just easier to mess with, and, like, all my information is already there, and... Yeah.
And this just comes as somebody that has no clue about Elder Scrolls Online. Is that, like, a wildly successful game?
I mean, it's still going really strong. Like, a lot of people are still playing
it. Okay, well, that makes sense, because, like, Elder Scrolls Online is through Steam, right?
I don't know, honestly.
Okay, because if it is, and they're like, we could be making so much more money, now we have our other IP doing almost the exact same game, not the exact same game, but, like, a similar style game, but we're losing money because we're paying Steam, let's just make the money.
No, yeah, I have
a feeling. Let's just make all the money.
That once they release Fallout 76 on this launcher, once they have this launcher ready to go, they're going to move Elder Scrolls Online to it, because there's nothing in, like, the Steam laws that say they can't have their games removed from Steam.
Yeah. Like Steam laws. Sorry, that's what my brain went.
So yeah, I don't know. We'll get more information of this as we go.
Also, as of like 4 years ago, it was 30%.
Wow. Dang.
I didn't think it was that high.
Yep.
Good lord.
It may have changed, but this post from IGN on 2015, after taking its 30% cut.
Whew. That's $18 of every game.
That's a big cut.
And that's just on the main, like,
that's just
titles.
The game, yeah.
That doesn't factor in, you know, all the microtransactions and stuff that are now
prevalent
in games too. So
yeah. It's $18. I don't blame them one bit. You know what, Bethesda, you do you, baby. I'm buying it on PS4. I don't care. So it's not affecting me one way or the other.
Yeah. I'm not buying it because I hate Bethesda a little.
That's fair.
Especially with a lot of stuff they've done recently.
Yeah. It's Fallout, though.
I mean, that's fine. Like, I've never just...
But Doom's
just never
on
been
Game Pass.
Do what?
Doom's on Game Pass now.
That is kind of cool. I've never really cared about Fallout games. So
I know you haven't, buddy.
Or Elder Scrolls. So.
See, I'm not an Elder Scrolls fan.
I got real into Skyrim.
I played Elder Scrolls for a little bit with Carly.
Yeah, we played ESO there for a minute. Mm-hmm. That was pretty fun. But, anyway, Halo Infinite is officially... 100% confirmed Halo 6. I was not aware this was news. I thought everybody knew that it was Halo 6. It had been confirmed at that Microsoft conference that it was the next one in the story.
It was
Master Chief.
Well, that it was the next adventure in Master Chief's story is how
right.
it was billed. But apparently a lot of people, there was still a lot of confusion as to, is this some like prequel, like Reacher ODST? Is this like an alternate sequel? Is there still going to be Halo 6 down the line? But one of the developers, or someone, one of the heads at Microsoft, I'd have to pull it up again, like went out of his way to confirm that, no, no, this is Halo 6.
Okay.
And I mean, I kind of get it. Like, it has, it's starring Master Chief, though, and that should have been everybody's first clue, because all of the spinoff games have not had Chief in it, with the exception of maybe a mention or a glimpse. So you had, like, ODST was kind of technically an expansion to Halo 3. It was running parallel, but you played as an actual ODST. Like, you weren't Master Chief, and you did never see Master Chief. Halo Reach was a prequel story about, like, the catastrophe on Reach, and you were playing as a bunch of Spartans, or you were playing as one Spartan with a bunch of other Spartans. None of them were Chief. So, eh.
Yeah, so Jeff Easterling, who is, where did it go? He's from 343 Studios. It is Halo 6. You should just consider it Halo 6. Don't think of it as a weird prequel kind of thing. It's the next story. It's the next chapter is what is going on.
Yeah.
Because they needed, like, I guess there was enough confusion around it that they needed to make that.
So for those of you that were not sure, maybe you just heard the title and you thought, like, okay, this is another ODST Reach situation or Wars situation. No, it is Master Chief. It's Halo 6, baby. It's coming.
So this GameSpot article that I'm reading, real gross, there are also rumors that the game will release in at least two parts, with single player arriving at the end of 2019, followed by multiplayer in 2020.
Yeah.
No. Don't do that.
That's a bad idea.
I don't like that.
That's a really bad idea. Microsoft, please. It's an awful idea.
It very much is.
Anyway, I guess they just really want people to play the story because so many people don't play first-person shooter stories anymore.
Meanwhile, Black Ops 4 is like, all right, no story.
Yeah, right. Like, oh, you guys won't play it? Mm-hmm. Fine. We're
I want
waste
the story.
Our time.
Yeah. I will play it, but I also, like, that's the fun thing about those games is, like, I will play the story, but the first thing I'm going to do is, like, go 10 levels playing with you guys.
Right. So anyway, we got some more Spider-Man gameplay. So we got to kind of see some of the open world stuff and some more of the combat stuff.
Yeah, it was focused mostly on the newest one was like the open world and the traveling mechanics.
Because we've gotten two in the last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the
gameplay trailer and we got the open world trailer.
The like launch trailer, I think.
Yeah.
Which looked like more Miles and more story. It was a little bit more story.
Right. It was kind of introducing us to some of the characters.
And then this new one. The web swinging looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
Web swinging looks good. Combat looks good. It all looks so good.
I'm working through Lego Marvel 2 still because I'm at like 80%. All I have to do is now go replay the levels and collect everything, and I'm done. The web swinging in that and just the general like traveling mechanics are so bad. I have to finish this before September 7th.
Because you'll never go
back. Because once I start, like, if it feels as good as it looks, or if, like, once you get accustomed to it, I'm never going to be able to go back.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah.
Oh, it's so pretty, too.
Mm-hmm. It's so pretty.
Like, him riding the subway.
Yeah.
Just, like, with the guy, like.
So good.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited
for this game. Have decided I'm just going to take a vacation day. When
fair.
That comes out.
I probably would, except that I'm already off Monday through Wednesday that week.
Are you really?
Yeah. We can talk about it after show. It's okay. After show talk. But yeah, I'm off the beginning of that week already.
Well, then you don't need it.
So then
you
might as well
just
not even go in at all.
I thought about it. but I don't need to. But anyway.
But Spider-Man.
I know, and I do love me some Spider-Man.
We can get breakfast, and we can just go and pick up the
game. You can get lunch.
It's a Friday. Well, you
Best
do
Buy,
work.
Best Buy opens at like 10,
you
though.
You can get lunch. One of your friends that never gets to do anything and you never come visit anymore.
That's true. It's so expensive.
I have to wait for Lonnie to get in at the Jackson store for me to play it, so I may just have to go to work that day.
I'm waiting till Kingdom Hearts. Then
I
I'll
just
take
have
off
to get
work.
To Best Buy when they open and be like, here, I paid for it. Give me the thing. And then I go.
That's a good one.
We'll have to.
And then I can watch Iron Fist while it downloads.
That's kind of my plan. Like, I'm going to watch Iron Fist while I do all of this. Honestly, the getting breakfast and going to Best Buy at open does sound really appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get back to you.
Do it.
I'll get back to you.
I'm debating on now just not going to
work. Who said you were invited?
Never mind.
Oh, God. The look on his face, just this thousand-yard stare of pain.
It's a really shiny Pokemon card over there.
This is the one time I'm bummed he's not looking at me.
All right.
Oh, you're the worst.
Diablo 3 is coming to the Nintendo Switch, which, cool. I might buy Diablo 3 for the fourth time.
I was just going to say, is it going to be different?
Wait, how many times did you buy Diablo 3?
Computer, Xbox One, PS4, and Switch.
That would be four.
Oh, I didn't know. Yes! I didn't know you bought it on Xbox One and PS4.
Yeah.
I knew you had it on PS4 because there was that stretch of time that we were all about it.
Yeah.
Got that platinum. Then, Greg Miller to be proud.
And then I got it on Xbox to play with my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
Because, both of my brothers got it on Xbox to play, so we played a little bit there. And then I've had it on PC since launch.
Yeah, I was going to say it came out first there, because I remember I had to get a new, graphics card or something to play it.
Yep, because, you played it with me and Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
But at launch, that game was not good.
Nope.
That's, what I heard. Because I only played the PS4 version when it came out, mm-hmm. and then we got real heavy into that, and then I ended up buying the PC version when they had Seasons.
I didn't know you had it on PC.
Yeah.
Haven't we played it on PC?
We have.
Oh, that's right. We played we played that event.
Yeah.
Where it was they did Diablo 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did the event, and, we started a season character.
That's right.
But then it just, stuff happened, and we just,
We need to play
forgot.
That again when the next season starts. Because I do love season play in that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun.
I also haven't, I could only do the season stuff because I never finished the campaign.
Oh, yeah.
So that was, all I could do, but...
I mean, that's easy enough for me to just do for you.
Right.
So, but yeah, no, season play is so much fun on Diablo. And if they have season play on the Switch, that's going to make me really happy. Just because Diablo is one of those games where you can just, I've got, an hour to kill real quick. I'll see if I can do some progress towards the season. And you don't have to put much thought in it. You can just, go down into the dungeon, start killing you some monsters and, getting some gear. And then kill more monsters and get more gear.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I
the vicious cycle.
Crawlers. Yeah. If they have season play on the Switch, then I'm probably going to buy it for the fourth time. Because, it's such a good game. It's so much fun. Having it on the go, be able to sit in my bed and play Diablo.
I can make the PC people real mad. And since it was pretty much designed for console, it'll play well.
The console controls actually were so good.
Oh, because it was designed with console in mind, and that's part of the reason that a lot of people didn't like the Auction House.
The Auction House made it really
well. That game had so much hate when it first launched.
Yeah, between the Auction House and, how items dropped for you. Mm-hmm. Once they introduced Loot 2.0.
Oh, yeah, I
forgot about
that. Oh,
my God. Drastically improved game. Anyway, and in the Switch version, you can get equipment to play as Ganondorf.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yes, please.
Okay.
I'll be a barbarian Ganon.
Right.
I'm cool with that. And they've got some other unique stuff to the game if you get it on the Switch. So, yeah, I'm almost certainly going to grab it. Maybe not on release day, but I'm almost certainly going to grab it.
You'll end up with it.
I will end up owning that game. All right, Spyro Reignited Trilogy has been pushed from September 21st to November 13th. A lot of people are hoping this is for a simultaneous Switch release, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I feel like we would have heard about that by now.
Yep,
yeah.
I would think the same. Because right now it's just Xbox One and PS4.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. It's a little bit of a bummer because I do love Spyro.
Spyro's cool. I was always a Crash person. So I never actually played. I think I might have played the first two levels of Spyro.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not one that I got super into.
I mean, it was basically the same game.
Mm-hmm.
Just with a slightly different
dragon.
Combat mechanics. And, different art.
Mm-hmm. A dragon.
I liked both of them a lot.
What was in it, Mandy?
A dragon.
But Crash is orange.
Oh. Don't. Stop. I'm already mad at you.
Depends on your TV settings. Crash was always brown for me.
And he's got sneakers.
He does have sneakers.
And those death animations.
Those death animations are pretty great. All right. So, yeah. And then last bit of news here. THQ Nordic has acquired Time Splitters.
Woo!
So we might finally be getting a new Time Splitters game.
Oh,
I hope it gets pushed back.
Do it right. No, take as much time as you need. You take as much time as you need to get it correct.
Yep.
Because Dalton was very confused whenever my reaction, because this was the best shooter for PS2. This was basically the spiritual successor to GoldenEye for multiplayer first-person shooters before we got Halo.
Yeah.
And, like, Call of Duty, you could put bots on the map. So even if you were, like, by yourself, like, an only child and didn't have anyone to play with, you could still go through those multiplayer maps. You could play as a monkey. They had all these wacky weapons. Time Splitters was awesome.
Time Splitters was so much fun. Me and my little brother had Time Splitters 2 on the GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
And we both loved that game. Like, it really did just kind of scratch that GoldenEye itch for us.
Mm-hmm.
In the best way.
Wasn't Time Splitters the one where you could play as action figures in the blister pack, too?
I don't remember.
That doesn't sound familiar.
But I don't think you're wrong. I just don't.
It sounds like a Time Splitters thing.
It absolutely does. Like, it would not surprise me to learn that that was in Time Splitters, but that's not something I ever did.
Yeah.
Because.
But
yeah.
Dalton would.
But
shut
that's
up.
Something that really speaks to Dalton.
But now,
no, I would take him out of the package. Lame.
That's what happens when the character dies.
It comes out.
The package breaks open.
I'm buying the game if they do that.
Yeah, we don't have any news on it other than THQ Nordic has acquired the rights to it, so yep. It's not like there isn't even production began.
Right.
So we're not going to see this game for another 10 years, but right. Like, do it.
We could see it within the next 4. It's not likely.
Do it right.
Right.
Take your time with it.
Right.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm excited about Times. I love me some Time Splitters. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us. We are out of time here. And
out of Time Splitters.
No, I legit have to open the store.
Why do you want me to? I show you nothing but love.
Because Friday night. You know what you did.
All right, that's going to be it for us, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.